Hello. Hello, Pete. How are you? Back again.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's been a little while.
Well, it has, because I was here first. You were late.
Oh, is that what we've been waiting for all
this
time?
I've been waiting for you.
Got a new set?
New set, yeah. I moved things around a little bit.
That's very good of you. Is that what's taken all these weeks? Is it?
Your decorations took the longest.
Yes. How have you been anyway? Good?
I'm good. I'm excited to go because I found some cheap stuff, AJ.
Obviously.
I like a cheap gadget.
For those of you that are new to the show, There's a little persona happening here. Pete brings cheap stuff that he likes.
Well, do you know, I think everyone likes cheap stuff, so I'm just bringing my authentic self to the cheapskates out there.
I try to bring stuff that kind of brings the bar up a little bit, you know.
And I will bring it down.
You'll do your best to destroy it.
I'm quite happy to show the world you don't need to pay so much.
Okay.
And, do you know, there are tons of daily carries that you can buy quite affordably. So something for everyone.
Nice. Okay. So, yes, welcome back to Top 5 Gadgets. This is, as we've coined it, the Product Discovery Podcast.
I like that.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Catchy.
Yeah. So our kind of search across the internet for the Top 5 Gadgets. Pete's list is always cheap stuff.
Well,
yeah, I tried to find things with lights that turn on.
Which is a good place to start.
Basically, isn't it? Yeah. Yes.
Shiny stuff.
Yeah.
Show me the shiny stuff.
Okay, yes. So we've got some cool stuff lined up in today's show.
What I would like to do is jump straight in with something that I've found.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Is that because you're the most important one?
If you're ready for that, I just think it sets the bar where it needs to be.
Okay, what, cheap and...
No, well, I'm just thinking they've turned up for the podcast.
Yeah.
They're excited. What's coming up?
Yeah.
Cheap stuff.
Oh.
And they go, yeah, I could have a bit of that.
Whereas if
we start with yours, then they're going to go, ooh, a bit pricey, these
expensive
guys.
Stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So let's ease them in. Something that everyone...
Like a fluffer.
Have. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This is the Disim Lighter. It's actually the Sport. That's the name of the individual product. It's an inverted sport lighter, a soft lighter, if you will. It's available in 7 different colorways, and it has a cast metal base. Above the base, you'll see those 7 different colorways. This one here we've got is red. It's a pipe lighter design that can be used with the flame at the top or the bottom, depending on what's comfortable for you and the type of use. It has an angled flame port directing the flame. It has a patent pending grip, which makes it perfect for securing in left or right-handed positions. And it is backed up by a lifetime warranty. The RRP on this one is around about £45 from what I've seen online. It's got a large ergonomic flame height adjustment, which helps you to fully open with just 1/3 of a turn. And finally, those coloured circle grips are notably transparent, so they offer easy reading for that gas reservoir. You can see through there the liquid bumping around. Now, this device, it actually started as a crowdfunder back in 2018, and today is notably the Butane Zippo alternative.
I just wonder what it is you might need to light upside down.
I mean, I said soft flame, and you've gone and got the blowtorch out.
It's pretty full on, isn't it?
I mean, there is a soft flame.
Oh, is there?
Which is a lower temperature.
I'll just turn it down.
Hold on.
There's no gas in the other one. So
you just gassed the one that
we're on a budget. I can only afford so much gas.
Look, so soft flame is like this. It's the normal open, and you just click, and you get like a gentle candle flame out of it, which you can turn up. You've gone straight for the blowtorch.
How I see. I didn't realise there's two types.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The different styles. I was going to show you that style after. I didn't realise you had gone straight in for... but that's you all over.
I saw the high-techness of it, and I was like...
Blowtorch!
I want the flippy blowtorch.
You didn't need blowtorch. Soft flame. This one's like a candle flame. Oh. You can pass it on, light it up. You've got an open fire.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Is there anything else
you
need to...
Light up those fire lighters.
Because obviously it's inverted, so it means I can light things upside down.
Yeah, like a pipe. like old school pipe.
Okay. Yeah, I was just thinking that maybe...
Oh, those other contraptions.
Yeah, the big pipes.
The gargle.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
the little hole on the side.
I don't know why you would... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I went to college too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't come across.
What? Look. Sports lighters.
Sports lighter.
What a place to start off at. The handle is all about convenience. So that left, right hand grab, yeah, I really like okay. it. I love the fact that you can see just how much fluid you've got inside there. There's nothing worse than running out just when you need it. That's when it happens.
Do you know the thing I like about it? And I like about a lot of everyday carries is that it's not just having like a tool on you that's super useful, but it's also... Dare I say it, it's kind of like a little bit of like a, almost like a fashion thing.
Oh.
Like this is a cool thing to have on you as well.
Just imagine this. There she is. The woman of your dreams.
Oh, you think this might help me with my single problem?
She's just gone out for yeah. a cigarette.
Oh, okay.
And you're like, oh, okay, she's a smoker. That's fine.
Don't smoke, kids.
Right. I only carry this for hookup opportunities.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Right. And you go, oh, I notice you don't have a decent light on you. Here, allow me. You pass that over.
I'm not going to be hooking up with you.
You pass that over. Oh. Oh, thanks.
Did you notice I did a little...
Yeah, yeah, I noticed that. Oh, thanks. What's this? Your cock ring?
No, it's my Dissim Spot inverted lighter.
Oh, wow. Blowtorch. She burns her face
oh,
because
my God.
You didn't warn her.
Oh, yeah, because I took the non-soft light version.
Yeah.
And yeah. like I say, you can be super cool and
now
do like your...
let's replay that scenario.
Yeah.
I'm yeah. Pete.
Oh, hi, Pete.
You're the hot bird. Oh, I notice you don't have a lighter. I have a soft flame torch. You can use it left or right-handed.
Oh, my God. He's so gentle and caring.
Upside down.
Yeah.
Or upright. It's up to you.
Okay. But let's play this out a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry about that. AJ only put fuel in his one.
Who's AJ? Is that your girlfriend? Oh my God, you're such a monster. Don't worry, I've got this one from AJ.
Right, because you were hanging out at the club as well.
I was there as well, and I just went, hey, don't worry.
Oh, you did that to her?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right.
And she was like, oh wait, he's got the Dissim Sport inverted lighter, and he can flick it.
Let me go back to that scenario.
The pattern bending circle grip.
By the way, if you choose AJ's lighter, just know that it could burn your house down, whereas mine is the safer alternative.
Oh, the safer alternative.
How do you feel
lighters.
About that? You want to go home with AJ?
But wait, that is cool.
Oh.
Don't tell me that's not exciting you a little bit.
Do you know, it's difficult. The choices in life. Yeah. Oh, do you know what? I'm going to do that with my one as well.
Oh, me for victory.
Oh, yeah. They're cool.
Yeah,
they're everyday cool. carries. That's what I like about the Gadget Show, AJ. We just dive deep into simple stuff like lighters and make it cool.
Oh, is that what we do here?
I've come
That's
up
like
with
the
a
slogan,
thing.
Slogan, isn't
I've
it?
I've come up with a thing.
Yeah, making simple stuff cool.
Yeah, so the Dissim Sport lighter is a soft flame. There's also a flamethrower, a windproof design. As you've seen, it can pull ladies in that scenario.
And you can master the flick too.
Yeah. Here's the thing, AJ.
Yeah.
This bit's just for the podcast listeners. I want to give them a little warning.
An insight.
You're going for a more expensive video here.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
I've started off the podcast with what's quite affordable.
Yeah.
Right. I've even thrown in... a hookup opportunity.
Win-win.
Let's see where you take it.
Oh.
As we dive deep into their wallets for your product.
This definitely won't help you hook up. Probably the opposite.
Fire away, AJ.
Well, Pete, I have possibly the smallest gaming computer ever made.
Right.
Yes.
Size matters, AJ.
Does.
Tell me more about it. Because what I see on the table here is a thing of beauty.
Oh, yes. This is the Ace Magician AMR 5 Mini Gaming and Workplace PC. This PC is powered by the AMD Ryzen 7 5800U processor, which is a 4.4 gig. It comes with, as standard, 16 gig of RAM and 512 gig storage. But this can be expanded really simply up to 64 gig of RAM and 4 terabytes of SSD storage maximum inside. And it's done really simply with a magnetic side panel that just pops off and gives you access to all of the internal gubbins without any screws needed, which we love. There's actually 3 modes to this PC that are operated with a really simple spin switch on the top. They are silent, automatic, and performance. And that, what that's doing is increasing the processing speed, but also silent mode will turn off the internal fans and turn down that clock speed so it runs cooler and silently. You can support up to 3 screens simultaneously for 4K video and audio output at the same time. We have a really cool feature. This is fast and stable wireless connection with Wi-Fi 6 and Bluetooth 5.2 support. You get a Windows 11 operating system included for your kind of light office work, but also for installing your games onto. We've got an RRP here of £460, which I've just blown the entire show's budget buying this one. Some quick pros and cons, just so you've got a kind of good idea of what's going on. It's obviously affordable, small, really flexible for upgrades. Those modes for various use are super handy, and it comes with super reliable Wi-Fi 6 connectivity. Some cons, the graphics card really isn't up to heavy gaming. The plastic case does kind of cheapen the feel. It's not that robust. And really, there's not much info on the cooling or the warranty and the tech support, because we've obviously bought this from overseas. So there's no real word on what the longevity of support will be. But from our kind of testing of it, it does seem like a super stable little PC.
Do you know what people will have appreciated there?
Yeah.
Is while you're going on and on and on, I was doing the most glorious QVC shopping channel.
Okay.
Oh. And it was like this.
But they couldn't see your face, so it was just your hands. And to be honest, not seeing your face is probably an advantage for most people.
I think they liked it. I think they liked it. I did a lot of like, wow. It was gentle touching. And
How do you feel about me spending the entire show's budget on one thing?
Right. Ridiculous, because look at the size of it.
Yeah, I know.
Now, if I spend a few £100s,
yeah,
I expect it to look more.
Bigger.
Big.
But the whole selling point is that it's small. Less.
Yeah. And yet it's got so much going on.
Yeah, there are loads of hardware connectivity there. We've got 2 USB 3 ports, a display port, HDMI, and of course your Ethernet LAN port as well.
The fact that this tiny device can support up to 3 monitors at the same time is crazy.
It's pretty insane.
So I can do gaming.
Yes.
I've got Windows built into it.
Yeah.
Included in that price. I'm not paying out more for the software. I mean, you've taken off the panel. So I guess you want to talk about the fact that you can do those easy upgrades.
It's really cool. It's genuinely a really cool thing. I think one of the things that puts people off upgrading their PC currently, if they've got like a budget gaming PC, they want to add more RAM to it, let's say, is that it can feel a little bit daunting, especially if you're having to unscrew stuff. It's very kind of heavy tool operated. This is literally plug and play. You take that side panel off and then you can just slot in either a new NVMe drive for your upgraded storage or RAM. Just literally slot the cards in. So simple.
I love the fact that we are truly now in the future.
Yes, yeah.
Can you imagine that YouTuber setup? I'm just going to do my desk tour.
And it's just this.
And they've got that and 3 monitors.
Yeah.
All cableless, you know, all like tucked away. You can't see any cables running. They've drilled through the desk to hide the cables going into the back of the unit. It's all lit up beautifully. And you go, that computer can never run that, surely. There's Windows.
I will say there's caveats to this. Like the kind of who's it for part. It's not going to be a high end like gaming PC. This isn't going to be a like super fast workhorse for you. This has kind of limited scope, but it is in a really limited budget. I know I've spent the whole show budget on it, but in PC land, £400 is very little. So kind of tempered expectations on what you'll be able to. You're not going to play 120 FPS. You're not going to play the latest Call of Duty at 120 FPS. It's just not.
What about good. Fortnite?
You'll be able to play Fortnite fine on it.
I mean, that will do a lot of people.
You mean you?
This is like, could I do my homework on it?
Yes.
I'm 15.
Are you?
I'm 15.
50.
Look, this look
yeah.
is what happens with sunbeds.
Just cover up your forehead a second. Oh, you are 15.
15. Right.
Yeah.
I'm 15.
Yeah.
I need a computer, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Well, I could do my homework on this.
You could do your homework on it. You could do your office work on it. And you can play games on it. I'm just saying that if you're one of those like super specific type of gamers that wants a very high end, this isn't going to be for you. But then you're used to spending $2,000 plus.
Okay.
I'm talking about £400 in the size of what used to be like external hard drives.
Another scenario.
Yeah. I love these scenarios. They're good.
The partners come home.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I've got a new job and I need to do my emails from home.
Oh, no.
Yes or no?
Why have I got a man with a high-pitched voice as a partner?
Your choice. Disappointing. Think about your life choices. You chose this.
I'm questioning my life choices
oh,
now.
I need to do my emails. How can I get by? Will it? Won't it?
Well, it'll also make a divorce in that situation.
Oh. So, look, it seems like an easy solution to fire up, deal with basic stuff, going into kind of maybe more depth. I could watch stuff online with this.
100%.
Okay. I can do my emails on this.
100%.
I can do spreadsheets on this.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm a budget accountant. Can I do this from home?
Yes.
Oh, do you know what? It seems like the answer to everything.
It's basically the power of a decent laptop just in this tiny desktop format. And that's kind of where the components come from. They're kind of more laptop components than desktop. That's why it's so small.
I like the sound of it. I'm a little bit upset at how much you've spent. Now, is there any chance at this point we can get a refund on it? Because at that price point, I can buy about 300 gadgets for future episodes.
Yeah, no. There was no refunds on the purchase. I've had it for a while as well.
Did you just buy this because you want it?
Well, I used your credit card.
So that's it. My budget has been spent. You've spanked the credit card.
I spanked your credit card. This show is spent.
That leaves me in situations where, in order to come up with a great everyday carry, we have to be budget sensitive.
Yes.
This is the Tool Card Pro. It's 40 tools in one. Available in black and silver, and available with or without the money clip on the back. You can customize this with up to 80 characters. It weighs in at just 1 ounce and it's 1.5 millimeters in thickness. The money clip is actually optional, but if you go for it as I did, it allows you to stash some cash on the back and maybe about 6 credit cards. It's made of 520 stainless steel in the US of A, and it's laser etched. So where you see the markings, they're not going to rub off. Opting for the black, as I have, you get this in PVD coating, which is more durable and practical. In America, it is actually TSA compliant, so it's not going to be classified as a weapon. And if you have any issues with that being confiscated, I'm told that Lever Gear will actually replace it for free. Best of all, this does come with a lifetime warranty, so you can trust in this product. And where I've seen it online, it's been around about £33 for the black one that I've got with the money clip.
I love the fact that not only is this a budget everyday carry, but that bit about the TSA. So you're saying that Lever Gear
yep.
will replace this if it gets confiscated by security?
So it's been passed as it's not a weapon.
Okay.
Right? So it's been passed and approved. But if you were stopped
yes.
by the police and you have to empty your pockets, you know, like in the UK, how if you have a pocket knife that locks open,
yep.
it's classed as a weapon,
yep.
they're going to take it away from you.
Yeah.
You may also get in trouble.
Yes.
What Lever Gear is saying is, if they took this away from you because they deem it to be a weapon, they'll replace it for you.
That's pretty incredible. Lifetime warranty. I've got a real love for multi-tools. I just really can't help it. I think it's because I'm a rubbish man.
Yeah, yeah.
So I haven't got tools.
You are what they say, useless.
I'm useless, yes. Yeah.
Can you just hang that picture up over there?
Can I do it with blue tack? I'm the kind of person...
Who hires someone for every job.
Yes. Yeah. I'm also the kind of person that if I need to unscrew something, I'll look for the nearest thing possible to unscrew it with.
Yeah.
So usually like a knife from the kitchen. Like that's right there. I'll just use a knife. But since I've been starting... Since we started doing the top five gadget stuff and I've started having like multi-tools on me and everyday carries, yeah. I've always got like a little thing in my pocket that will have a screwdriver on it. This means I will always have a little screwdriver on me. I'll always have a little spanner on me. I'll always have a little cutter on me and I'll always have cash on me because that's the other thing that I've never got on me.
Very true.
Very true. Yeah.
There's some truth to that sentiment. The best camera is the one that you've got on you.
Yeah.
It's that all over.
Yeah.
Imagine any scenario where you just need to put your hand on it.
Yes.
And with this, there's pretty much a solution for anything. Like I need to cut open a box. Those kind of daily scenarios. With this in a pocket, you can just pull it out. I mean, my daily purpose for a tool like this is to just organize my debit card with some cash.
Yeah.
That's it. It keeps it organized. And it looks pretty cool.
It is really cool.
However, ding dong. Oh, hello, sir. I've got a parcel for you. Just sign for this. Yeah, okay, sign. And then I want to open it.
Yeah.
Pull out my kind of wallet.
Yeah,
it's a man wallet.
Yeah.
Tool card. Slice it open, bang, done. That's the kind of everyday use for this.
I'm guessing as well, like if you didn't get the money clip on it, if you weren't someone that liked cash clips, you want to use your wallet. Because it is credit card sized... I'm guessing you could actually put it in your card slot of your existing wallet.
You just slide it in a wallet, yeah.
And that's really cool. So you've definitely always... And that's the thing. I know it's kind of obvious, but the thing with everyday carries is their primary role is that you have to be able to carry them every day.
Yeah.
Because you have to have them on you.
It's just the way of the world that the very time you don't have it is the time where you need it the most.
Yeah.
But there's all the usual things that you would expect. You can drop it over various sized small nuts and adjust. So that's a thing.
Like, if you want to measure things.
That's kind of like for those kids out there that are riding around on bikes.
Yes.
It kind of covers those areas.
And also, if you want to measure things that are under 3 inches in length.
Yeah, you can.
I don't know what that might be.
Who knows?
Yes.
Maybe you know.
Small nuts.
You can. And it's got the bottle opener. You've got like a rope cutter. It's 40 tools in one.
Really cool, man.
I don't see any sense in going through every single one of them. But if you want to, maybe I can drop it down below in the comments.
Just a list of all the tools.
Yeah, it does this. Do you know what? Put a link somewhere where they can just go and check it out, which will be far more detailed.
I'll just link
every single thing.
I'll just link to their website.
That's a good idea.
That's probably better.
Yeah, so I love everyday carries. I love things that you can do on a budget with an everyday carry. This, for me, is kind of one of those base essential everyday carries that it doesn't matter, male, female, them, theys, you need one.
Yes. I like how inclusive you've made this as well.
Yeah. Well, because, like, look, it's limited to two colours currently.
Oh, right.
That kind of... It shouldn't define you, AJ.
If they made one in a bright colour, what colour would you choose?
I would go for a burnt orange.
I knew you were going to say that.
I want it to be loud.
Because that was my choice. Ruined it.
You can have, a Barbie pink.
I'd rock that.
Punk rock style.
Yeah,
Barbie
pink. I'd rock that.
When you flip it over, I've engraved the 80 characters.
Yeah.
And gone, AJ's a knob.
Oh.
And it's in black.
That's not really the kind of gift I'd want.
But that's the thing. You can have fun.
That's really good. Actually, considering that you only had, what was it, 30 quid to spend on this part of the show?
Do you know, I think I'm doing all right.
Yeah, nice one. Like it. I've got a shameful admission for the next section of the show.
Shameful?
I kind of extended the show budget and spent it all again.
there seems to be a bit of a trend with, like, we're going to get together,
yeah,
buy some stuff, we'll keep within a show budget.
Yeah, I spent £100 on USB cables.
Right, that's ridiculous.
I know it is.
I don't know if you've ever been online and searched for cables, but you can buy them for less than £100.
But these cables are magical, Pete.
You better explain.
They wind themselves.
Okay, they better do more than that.
They connect things together.
That's the kind of purpose.
And they wind themselves. Self-winding cables? Come on.
I need to know more.
Well, okay, so this is from MagTame. These are the magnetic self-winding cables. All that cable mess, the tangles, the knots.
Yeah.
Be gone with a MagTame USB.
I can see them on cables. The table. I'm going to have a play.
These are the MagTame USB magnetic cables. We have four varieties. We have a USB A to Lightning, A to C, USB C to Lightning, and USB C to C. They come in three different colorways. We have black, silver, and blue. They also come in three lengths. You have 1 meter, 1.5, and 2 meter. Or if you're in America, 2 meters is about 6 foot 6 inches. They are magnetic charging and data cables. Now, the key thing with this is that they are magnetic around the outside of the cable, meaning that when you're not using them, they will coil back onto themselves in a neat little magnetic circle, and you don't have to worry about knots and mess anymore, which is my pet hate. The C2C is the particularly interesting one, and you'll notice that the braiding is thicker on this, and that is because it is a 60-watt fast charging cable. They are made of a rubber magnetic nylon and a liquid crystal polymer, whatever that means. The kind of slightly alarming thing for Pete and his credit card is that the recommended retail price on all four of these cables is £23 each, meaning I've spent a cool £100 on USB cables.
I'm just looking at this.
Mm.
I kind of get it. I get it.
You get it? Do you get why I was excited now?
I was a little mad at just how much you've spent on four cables.
Yes.
But when you hold it,
yes,
I'm kind of like, ooh, flat cable. And then it's turned into like some kind of ASMR kind of thing for my hands.
It's like a fidget.
Yeah.
This is like an everyday carry fidget
I love the fact that I can kind of like guide it in.
Yeah,
and like a fluffer. It clumps together and it wants to sort itself out.
Yeah, so no longer do I have to shout at you about how you store cables. No longer do I have to show people the under-over technique. This is self-winding. Look at it.
And self-unwinding as well.
Yeah, with gravity, obviously. They're not immune to gravity. These aren't black holes.
I love the ends on these.
Oh.
Do you remember like earlier iPhone?
Yes.
You get your cable in the box.
Yep.
Back in the days where you got plugs and everything.
Oh, wow.
You get your cable in the box and it would always wear just there.
Yes.
And the wire would end up showing. And that's when the world of replaceable cables was essential. Then you move on to this kind of high-end look and feel. That is quite a finish.
They are incredibly well made. The kind of build quality is beautiful. This kind of nylon braided finish we know is a lot more durable for long-time use, like you were saying, if you're flexing a lot. But just the fact that you no longer have cable mess, it's literally my biggest pet hate, especially on my desk, here at the studio or at home, when you're not using a USB cable and it ends up being this tangled mess. And then when you come to use it, because it's been tangled up, it's always like kinked and horrible, isn't it?
Look
it's
at
just
that.
Magnetic.
This looks like we're ready to do an Instagram photo shoot.
Oh, wait.
Just place my cables like this.
Do you think there's Instagram about cables? Seems a bit niche.
I really like it. I love the flat cable.
Okay.
So, like, okay, I've got the 60-watt fast charge USB-C to USB-C, which is flat, but also there's this lightning, so A to lightning.
Yeah.
I really like it. I love the feel of it.
Yeah.
The fact that they've just gone all out in like a techie, nerdy way.
Yeah.
For a cable.
Yeah.
I like that. It says a lot about me. when you find this on my desk and you go,
oh,
what kind of guy is he?
Oh, he's really into tidiness.
Oh, he's into tidiness. I like that.
Yeah, and yeah. tech.
And tech?
Yeah.
Mm, okay, I can get with that.
High tech.
Someone that can like connect my printer.
He's a high earner.
Oh, it says that about me?
It does say that about you.
Well, hello.
You spend £23 on a USB cable. He must be a high earner.
Yeah, I mean, it's a flex, isn't it? What kind of cable you got running?
Oh, I've got my USB-C to C 60-watt fast charge cable.
I quite enjoy doing this. I think will make me very OCD.
Yes, it does. I'll say that's the negative about it is that, yeah, you will spend a lot of time trying to get the cable perfect.
I feel like I want to wind it tighter and tighter all the time just to really... Oh, look, now I've made a kink because I pressed it too hard. You can flatten it.
Yes.
Oval or circle?
There we go. I'm sure I'm not the only person that hates cable mess, and it's my inner nerd is super excited by a simple innovation that fixes that for everyone.
It's a thing of beauty.
Yeah, it is.
I appreciate it. A cable is a cable is a cable. However,
not all cables are made equal.
You've managed to find something nerdy, even with cables,
and just the little touch. Now, this is really. Like very niche. Yeah. The fact that it comes in different colours.
Different colours is cool.
Because normally we're used to black or white USB cables. White obviously being from a certain manufacturer.
Yeah. Do you know what? Some of these feel massively overmade.
It's super over-engineered.
You didn't need to do this.
And it's almost, the whole thing is a solution to a problem that doesn't really exist. Not really. But it just... It's like a minor annoyance.
I'm thinking beyond the cable now.
Oh.
So forgive me. Imagine
yeah.
you've got like metal legs to your desk.
Yes.
It's plugged in.
Uh-huh.
And bang, up against the metal. Is this metal? No, it's not metal. Okay. But imagine if it was metal. Ting.
I see what you call that.
Cable tidying.
Magnetic cable tidying.
I really like it. It's different. Ridiculous that you've blown my budget because obviously...
Sorry.
I'm trying to make as many videos as I can with everyday carries.
Yeah.
Things that make life easier. Tech that enhances my world.
Just technology gadgets are expensive, or at least the ones I like are.
Yeah. Well, the ones I like aren't.
Well, so, that's fine then.
So okay. Maybe you could have done this whole thing about cables with just one cable. Rather than buying all four. Now you have four cables and I have less things in my budget.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry.
Maybe the next time you will.
Well,
yeah.
That takes us neatly to the end.
That was quick.
It was really quick. Four gadgets.
I mean, if they were listening, if they're watching, they would have seen that I brought the best value as I promised at the beginning.
And I brought the biggest budget.
Yeah.
In fact, I spent all of your budget. I'm just really glad I could use your credit card for it.
Well, do you know what? When I speak to Jean,
yeah.
and she goes crazy about yeah. how much we spent this month,
yeah.
I will push her in your direction.
It wasn't me. It comes up in your name. Pete Morgan spent £100 on USB cables.
Oh.
That's, I don't know how you can explain it that way. Why have you bought a mini PC, Pete? You don't need a new computer.
Do you know, this is the part of the show where I need to appeal to your better nature. You could help me pay off that credit card. And if you've liked any of the things in the show today, you'll find them linked conveniently below.
Wow, convenient. And
by clicking that link, you'll make it rain for me and hopefully pay off some of my credit card debt.
Wow. Do I get any back from this? Because I'd like to buy more stuff.
You bought it through my card,
yeah.
which means I'm the one that should get it back.
Oh. If that means I can buy more stuff for your card next show.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And, you know, what I love with Top 5 Gadgets is that it is the place to find new gadgets. Our search for the top 5 gadgets in the world.
Of all time.
And the irony is that we've put four gadgets in our first show back.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't really think about that. In the pursuit of the top 5 gadgets of all time,
yeah.
here's four. Yeah. Maybe we should work more on this.
Mm. I don't know. There's some irony to it. I quite like it. Yeah. Just top 4 gadgets is less Peppy.
Yeah.
It's not a good name.
We've got to tell them, if they're listening on podcast, make sure you rate the podcast.
Oh, yes. If you're on Spotify, hello, you can see us. If you're on Apple and Pod, if you're flicking the Podbean.
Yeah. Then hopefully we've described things well enough that we've been touching in front of us.
Yes. They felt really good as well, by the way. Yeah, please do rate the show because it massively helps us out. And if you're interested in anything we've talked about, there will be links below. And as Pete says, we'll probably earn about 1p from each one you click on. So,
yeah,
you know. For
when I say make it rain, it's more like a drizzle.
Rain pennies from heaven.
But we appreciate it all the same.
Yes. So until next time.
Yeah. See you next time.
Bye.